Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Clap it. Here we go.
Bob 182.
Whiskey pod.
Three bro jobs, one coach.
You don't have to read it. It's cooler when you don't read it.
Oh.
Just I like that it's 182, though. I like that it's 182. It's a big number, right?
Yeah.
182 is a big number.
182? Yeah, like Blink.
Yeah. Like my favorite band, but also.
Right. And 187. 187 on an undercover cop.
It's pretty crazy that you guys have done 182 of these.
That is crazy.
I cannot believe it.
Thanks for being here while we're celebrating our 182nd episode, Eric LeClaire. Our esteemed guest. He's been on a lot. He's one of the favorites. As you know, the Patreons get pretty wild as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll make it there because we are celebrating something else today.
Very important.
It's my birthday.
It is your birthday. So when this comes out, it'll be like 3 days ago or whatever your birthday. But yeah, today is Wes's birthday.
38 years old. Never looks so good.
Was that a question?
Yep. I was hoping you guys would be like,
You never really look good for your never age. Looked really good or so good.
You really look good for your age.
You never looked good.
All right, we got Green over there too, also What's celebrating. Up?
Green in the cut. And we got whiskey, dude. And we brought some whiskey today and we're gonna celebrate. We thought a no beer pod.
I'm having 2 beers as well. It's my birthday.
Yeah, that's why I said for you, that's a no beer pod.
That's fair enough.
But we have a whiskey pod going. We got some Japanese whiskey here, Eric.
I'm excited to see my presents you guys got me for my birthday.
I didn't get you shit. Fuck.
God damn. My presents.
Oh, nice. Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted.
I picked up two tabs. I think that's good.
That is pretty good.
Right?
Acid?
That for later. Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Two tabs of, restaurant bills.
What was the other tab? Oh, with Wes.
Yeah. Chris and I have a thing where we're like, we share the tabs, but it's not evenly.
Yeah, you'll have breakfasts. And
I'll do one breakfast every 10, 20 times.
Yeah, that's
times.
What I did with Emma.
It's the best.
Yeah.
1 minute into the podcast and he's talking about his ex already.
So much.
Oh no.
Yeah, we were gonna bring it up, but you brought this up, right?
Why were you gonna bring it up?
Because you're obviously sad.
That she got married?
Mm-hmm. On April
I'm
Fool's Day.
I'm thrilled for her.
On April Fool's Day. I can't believe you texted
Did she get married
that.
On April Fool's
yes,
Day?
Yes, man.
No,
I think
she didn't.
I think
nobody gets married on April 1st.
I think it's a big haha.
I am my current girlfriend Jazzy. Is amazed that I'm 30. Hey,
shout out current girlfriend. Shout That's nice. Jazzy. That's so nice of you to mention you had a second, you had another girlfriend.
Sounds
she's
like a batter's
one.
Box and a dugout
it's
of people.
A good girl. It's a very good girl. She's like, doesn't believe me. Yeah, she doesn't believe me that I'm like thrilled.
Mm.
I'm like, absolutely. Like, just, that's what she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a nice way to start.
You don't have
this,
to convince me.
Yeah, have a little. That's a lot, buddy.
But we're sipping it. We're not shot. This is good. We're drinking Hibiki, and I was saying before, this is also the name of the restaurant that we went to in Japan with the people from Karakuri, the puzzle people, the owner of Karakuri, Akio.
I saw that video. Akio. I actually watched the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I really did. Thanks. It was very nice.
Thank you. And and they had those bottles like in the glass, like beside and everything. So it's pretty dope. I don't know.
You could tell Wes was filming.
You could tell us was filming.
Yeah.
Yeah. because it was well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why do you have to always assume the worst?
Because I met you guys.
We're going to shout out your show as well as we did last time. How's that going?
Smokus Pocus is going really well. Doing Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal. Selling out every time.
Yep.
Working on new material is fun. It's unheard of. Well, it's unheard of. It's very rare for a performer to have a residency. You know, to have a show that they like, you know.
Yeah.
In the city that you want, and you know, three cities, and like it started in Ottawa, obviously, and that was like the ultimate. But it's going well, man. Working on new stuff is
your goal to have one spot, or do you like doing the?
No, we started one spot.
Yeah,
I had it. I had what I set it out for it to be, you know. But now traveling is great.
Yeah,
it's.
I've seen the show. Yeah. I love it. Alex does a great job. Alex helps you out.
Yeah. What's the stoner city you go to then?
What's that?
Which one's the stonerest one?
Is it Ooh.
Montreal. I just love Montreal. The vibe is... Théâtre Sainte-Catherine is a wonderful little theater, brick wall, super narrow and long. And there's like a bar, and there's a, you know, everybody's... You can drink, you can have little pastries and whatever. There's a mezzanine. It's really fun.
I feel like people go to the Montreal, like people go to your Smokus Pocus.
Yeah.
Smokus Pocus, don't do Cocus.
Yeah,
that's right.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, Cocus Pocus is his next one.
It's a different show.
It's a crazy one. That one starts at 4 in the morning. It ends at like 3 in the afternoon.
In somebody's kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. But Smokus Pocus is great, but everybody that goes there for sure is like high or on edibles. But you go to Montreal, everyone's on shrooms. Like they're just like, next, we're high every day. Let's get fucking max high today for this show. Because when I was at the show, the lady you brought up, she was tripping balls.
Yeah.
She was like, her friends were laughing. Like, they had the best time.
Yeah.
But it was wild.
Yeah. The first show we ever did in Ottawa, the first spectator I ever bring up for Smokus Pocus is a man. And I say, oh, you're a cannabis user? Tell about it. He's like, not really, but he's clearly high. And I say to him, I say, how many joints did you smoke today? And he's like, I didn't. And I'm like, you know, being skeptical. And he's like, he whispers to me off mic, I took mushrooms tonight. So immediately I tell everybody, that's the best thing ever. Yeah. I'm like, oh, let me tell you what this man just said. He just told me he took mushrooms. And the whole crowd, now all of a sudden there's a whole different vibe there of like, I'm like going like.
Yeah, because people can, like people like, who have taken it are like, that's a wild place to be on shrooms.
And the guy who took it is like, wild thing for me.
Still not 100% sure he is where he is.
Yeah. I was asking you to take shrooms and be like center of attention in front of like 100 people randomly. Oh, and you know, I never accept no.
Yeah.
I learned that early in my career. You never accept no for a spectator to come up.
Let's talk about what now? We're talking about magic still?
In a magic show?
Yeah, in a magic show.
Okay.
You never say no to me.
I will not accept
because
it.
Because I'm a magician. No, you never let somebody say no to you.
Okay, we'll clip that.
What?
Already, you got that one?
I just know you guys are going to isolate this clip, make me look bad.
We're not saying anything that you didn't say.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
So you don't accept no for an answer. Yes.
There's begging, you're like.
No. When people say, let's give this lady a round of applause. Come on up here. And she
says no.
What if it's
a child?
Oh, that?
What if the child says no? If you're doing a kid's show.
I would never pick a child publicly.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. When they're like, because. The show, that's really interesting because the shows that you do are innately for people who partake or who have partaken in the past and are fans or whatever that may be. And there's a great chance that none of those people, their worst nightmare would be if he fucking picks me. I am way too high for this right now.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and they're like, no, thank you. And you're like, nope.
I go grab. Well, I mean, it sounds funny this way, but I go, if they're like, no, I can't have that because it gives everybody else the permission.
The right to say no.
So I'll go up to them and whisper them and like pet their hand or whatever and be like, hey, you'll have a great time.
Okay.
I'm like, you'll have a great time. I promise you, you're going to have a great time. Just like, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely cut this all into one thing.
It's going to be such a good clip.
It's a wild clip.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, darn.
So, yeah, what else, though? Like, because this show is, I'm really fascinated by it. I think it's awesome that you're doing this. I always say that. I love the show.
I hadn't thought about it the other day, and I was on a podcast, the International Brothers, what is it? IMB, the Michael Dardan, what is it called? Nothing of a C.
IBM.
IBM.
That's yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
The computers?
Jesus Christ. I had to do his podcast, and I inadvertently started talking about your show so much during it.
Mm.
Oh,
I didn't want to.
I wish I could go get those clips.
You can on probably, it's out Tuesday, I guess, coming up. But like, I was so annoyed at myself for bringing up your show.
You were there to promote your shows?
Thank you.
Like, yeah, of course. But like, it's a very good show.
It's telling.
And you can't help but bring it up.
Yep.
And
I think you said it was the best comedy magic show you've ever seen.
Yeah, but I never get to watch myself, unlike these lucky folks.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, can you put that in your own words?
Yeah. They said it right, right?
And what I just said was, what did I just say?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Me? Should we cut this out? No. Like, what's happening? Yeah.
Carry on, Chris.
No, I didn't know.
Well, thank you. It's good. It's the first time. And you know what? To be fair, this is the first time in my career that I have new shit. For real.
Love that.
For adults. Because I didn't have to. I'm a corporate or just like adult show. You just hone the best tricks and you just make them better over time.
Yep.
And sure, you add stuff here and there over the years when you see something at a lecture or whatever that hits you, that connects with you. But starting from scratch, I'd never done that. And like, we decided to keep one or two things like Smokus Pocus USA, Smokus Pocus Canada to have like a, you know, the same.
And so you don't actually have to start from scratch like you just lied to everybody about.
Right, yeah. Right. We had two tricks out of like 16.
Makes sense.
That we had to like, you know, but yeah, man, it's great. Thanks for coming, Chris, after a year and a half.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to catch it every time. I thought it was a great idea. I like the idea. And this is telling because you couldn't stop talking about it. It is very elevator pitchable, which is not easy to do in comedy magic. Because with comedy magic, you really have to explicitly be like, it's like a comedy show. But, you know, with magic, because you can't be like, it's a magic show with comedy, because their kids are coming, you know? So you really have to, like, always, but with this, it's a cannabis-based comedy magic show. You say that, and you're like, oh, okay, it's for adults. Immediately, and that's fun. Yeah. That's a fun thing to be able to pitch.
It's weird that it's one of the few things, you don't have to burn the word magic in the title to give across that it's a magic
show.
That's
right, because the title is Smokus Pocus.
A lot of times you have to be like, magic, blah, blah, blah show, or whatever. That's right. Magic.
I owe everything to Ben Zabin. I mean, I saw his business model in place, and I was like, he hired me to consult, and I saw it, and I was like, dude, this is 100% me. And you guys are right about, like, my opening line is Smokus Pocus. I'm like, who the fuck dragged who here? Hey, you want to go to a magic show? No, not really. It's cannabis themed. Well, I guess we're going to a magic show.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. They're not coming to a magic show. They're coming to a cannabis event.
That's right.
And nowhere, they're not coming to see me. It just so happens that I'm a competent, good performer.
Yeah.
So it's like, it hits them in all the different, you know, it's the best thing I've ever done. Come see it.
It allows them to also be like, hey, I'm gonna be tonight, I'm not gonna be judged for being high, and I'm allowed to go see something high. You know how fun it was to go to the theaters high, but you always feel like you're gonna get caught, or like, that's part of it, but also going there, going out, and like literally people are smoking out front. Everyone's if you don't, is like, and you won the ticket somehow, like, yeah, you might find that a little bit, but other than that, everyone's having, you know.
Yeah.
Just a blast because everyone's just ripped.
Yeah, you guys said it. It's totally, you get it. You get it without, and I've never had a ticketed one-man show. Like some cities have hired me for a carnival and they sold tickets, fine. But like for me to like produce a show, like An Evening of Magic with Eric LeClaire, like that's corny. Yeah. But with this hook now, I hide behind the whole hook and it's so easy to go target. We don't even need to mention magician or, But yeah, no,
it's the dopest show in town.
Check it out. Coming to a town near you in Canada.
Magic show.
Also, this is something we never talked about on the pod, but Eric's also famous elsewhere.
Wait, no.
For like one of the for one of the dumbest like sort of things on TikTok. You have this thing where you go to Costco.
Yeah.
And you what do you say?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love coming to Costco with your wife?
You've probably heard that because some of those videos go crazy viral.
Crazy, yeah.
How many views do you get on those, like some of them?
Some of them have 6 million, but pretty much a million. If the guy says no, if the guy says zero, you're hitting a million.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is multiple times. Like, I went to Costco with him once. He's like, I'm going to swing in, I'll film a couple. And I was like, okay. And it took multiple times to go up to people because people were like, I've seen these. Like, people were recognizing...
Yo, you get recognized at Costco?
Oh, yeah. But not my face, because my face isn't in them, right?
As soon as he hears it, they're just like, wait.
That's like some people might not know this. Like, it's...
Yeah, and I get sent pretty much every week, and even, like, translated from you know, Arabic.
Yeah,
Lebanon.
Wow.
Like, translate, and people send to me, like, yo, this is you. And, like, because
we're in Lebanon, they're laughing because the man's doing the shopping.
Exactly.
They're just like, look at this
and
guy.
And because it's Canada, you know, we don't get paid for these TikToks, obviously.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy that we don't get paid for any shit. Instagram either.
Does that is that accurate with you too? TikToks, yeah. Because you're in Canada.
Instagram, yeah. I've I'm
you just got this.
Well, I got monetization, and in the last month, I got like 5.6 million accounts reach, whatever it was, right? $1.27. I'm like, dude, what? Yeah, they're not paying anybody.
Huh? Instagram.
Yeah. So in the States, you're making money though. States, you can make like $1,000 off like maybe a million hits, whatever it is. Or
I would have loved that. I would have absolutely loved that. You know,
it's fucked.
But you know what? I still want to do it, and I still like when I go, and I'm just like sometimes I'm not in the mood, but like and the way that why I love doing it is because there's a cart in front of me, and you can put your hands like this and hold your phone, and does it look like you're. You know, I'm like, hey, sir, nice, you know, my hands are like this. They're not like.
So you're not just walking up to someone.
No, I would never. Yeah. I wonder how the people, you know, that you see those videos of somebody walking up to somebody and like the camera's right there and it's not.
360 cam sometimes. A lot of people, because they're thin. They're like thin. They don't look like a camera. It's like a thin, like a pen almost. And you can like attach it to things. You can hold it on you and it's got.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But wouldn't a 360 camera be like super wide?
So you can pick. Where you're looking.
And then you have to be really good at pointing it?
No, you can, in post, after, while you edit, you can you move it around
it,
where you want it to show. Yeah. That's why people use them, because they can film something, you going here, and all of a sudden you see somebody, you can pan to like the other sides, you can in post.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's going to be that clear. It's not like a crop.
No, it'll be like warped on the edges. Like they'll have like, you know, some, you know, a little bit more fisheye.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, I've always wondered how. I mean, some of them are blatant.
Some are GoPro.
Yeah.
We'll strap the GoPro.
I saw a guy in Italy with the glasses, but it had little lights when it's recording.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, God forbid you put tape over that, eh?
Yo, one time. One time, my buddy Phil asked me to borrow my camcorder when camcorders just started. This is bad.
Right.
Perfect.
Timestamp it.
Oh, God. When camcorders just started getting affordable to the average person, you know, the cam, whatever. I can't even say it. I clap it out. Like,
yeah, now whatever. You're going halfway in.
He borrowed my camera. I was young. I was like 18, 19. He borrowed my camera to go with his girlfriend, who's a police officer. So I guess we were older. I guess she was probably 26. And he borrowed my camera and he told me, he's like, dude, super awkward. I'm like, what? He's like, there was a piece of black tape on the red light.
Oh, yeah.
The part of the red light of the camera. Like, oh, yeah, no. Like, it's like, and it was like for something else. It was like a mirror thing I was doing, magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I had the camera set up right behind me, but there's a blinking red light. So I put a tape on it and then it worked. But obviously, first thing that goes through your head is like, you're fucking filming.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so I couldn't say anything. And she was a cop. So, like, you know.
Oh, that's it? That's not that bad.
Yeah, I feel like you changed the story.
Yeah, I feel like you also bailed out halfway.
I'm okay with that. So we can just clap this right out, because I feel like that wasn't the story.
Yeah, the story was she found the camera hidden in the wall.
Yeah, the story, something like that.
No, that was
the full story. Happy birthday.
This is also not only your birthday, this is also a bit of an intervention.
Oh, is that why I'm sitting here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a big... I think everyone's noticed it.
Yeah.
You're not as good a friend as you used to be.
Yeah.
So this is an intervention about your friendship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? I lost it?
Well, you started getting in shape, which made us feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, that's very insensitive.
Think about how we feel.
Very selfish.
I stopped drinking.
Very selfish.
I know you guys are thinking, because I stopped drinking, that I don't want to chill as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's we don't want to also chill with you either.
There you go.
So it's very selfish on your part.
I'm having scotch now.
No, I do not. No, you're covering up.
I'm having scotch.
He's having
scotch. He is having scotch.
Yeah.
Time for an intervention.
It is
you got a steady girlfriend who's of age this time. We don't like that either.
I got a couple of funny stories about Jazzy.
Well, first, before that, we have we paid someone a lot of money to make a song.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Vanier?
No, not Vanier.
No, we got a talented guy.
Yeah. Talent.
Mm-hmm.
This is one song. What's this one called?
This is Eric's Reflection. You ready?
Yeah.
Wrong one. Oh. Eric's Illusion.
Eric's Illusion.
Wrong one. Sorry. This fucking...
This is it?
This is it.
Oh, is that part of the thing?
We like you better on drugs. You shine brighter. Wisdom
climbs higher than any of us. You're bolder than you'd say. Hiding your magic, living life too calm, too steady. You hired somebody to do this?
What do you think?
That's good.
Nice vibes.
You get that on Fiverr?
Do we got another one?
There's three?
I got one. I haven't heard this one.
Okay. What's it called?
This one's Eric's Reflection.
Eric's Reflection. Here we go.
Have you guys heard him?
No.
Yeah, you have. So good. Is it a third? That's so good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Do you know how much that cost us? Do you know how much that cost us?
$100.
$3,000.
No, it did.
Nice.
You got another one?
No.
No?
I got one for Bob.
You got one for Bob?
Let's hear it.
Let's hear the Bob one.
This one was expensive.
Pretty good.
That's pretty. That's nice.
Toking till
joking till we come undone.
That was really good. That was nice.
But then you came here and you started drinking and being fun again. So we're like,
I brought some. That first one actually was pretty funny.
I brought some non-alcoholic beers.
We'll clip that.
We're proud of you, man. I love it. I love what you're doing.
It's a better life, man.
You're better. You're having a better life.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
Going on vacation, I want to say sober, like even though I wasn't, but like I felt like it because you don't usually go hard on all inclusives, you know?
Right.
It's part of the deal. You're like, I can drink whatever I wanted, you know?
Yeah.
They don't make money with Wes.
They don't let me book them.
Yeah, Wes is why there's an asterisk beside all you can drink. Yeah.
It's like in The Simpsons when they have the picture of the big fat guy coming into the
buffet.
All
you can eat? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, not this man.
He wouldn't stop coming by.
That was great.
Remember when he was training to be fat?
Yeah.
And he rubbed the burger, the Krusty burger on the wall, and the bird hit the wall because the grease made the wall see through? Well, I just remember that.
Wow.
I want to try Krusty burger, by the way. That'd be amazing. Sorry, we were talking about Krusty Burgers, right?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. All right. Hey, so going semi-sober onto all-inclusive was good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was different. We're working out, we're jogging. You know, I'm not getting belligerent. No, I know it sounds like that here, but over there it was perfect.
It's not that. I get that. It's amazing. So happy for you. But it's just boring.
But it sounds boring.
No, it is boring.
No, but it sounds. I was never belligerent or like, you know.
Yeah, we're
like,
bored.
I did bring Molly.
That's what I'm saying, right?
I did bring Molly over
now
there.
Now we're talking. Let's go.
Yeah, I did sneak in Molly's first time ever.
Thank you.
I crossed. I flew with drugs.
Whoa! Yeah. Let's go. See, this is why we're getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew there was some gold here.
First time ever. I was like, I was supposed to do it. We're supposed to do it. Jasmine and I
just scan him,
and she decided not to at the last minute. So I did it all by myself.
Yeah. Wow!
And it was good.
She was just goon all night.
What's that?
You
just she's like, I really saw you.
Nature's pocket. Why would she's the one?
No. I just put it in an Advil or like a gel cap or whatever.
For sure, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
No one's ever gonna check there.
Yeah. Also, did I tell you about the cops?
The one that finger banged you?
No, man. I had a moment, a life moment over there, like a boss moment. So we're walking down Fifth Avenue in Maya Rivera. on Playa del Carmen. It's like a touristy
Cinco
Avenue. Cerveza, por favor. And I see these two cops, and I'd seen them before. They were aggressively walking. So I had him, whatever. And like an hour later, I see them, and they have a dog with them. And I look at the dog. We love dogs. My girlfriend and I love petting dogs. We love feeding them. I look at the dog, and I look at her, and I smile. And as soon as they see me do that, they rush up on me with the dog. In the middle of like a walking super pedestrian, they come up on me. And he's like, hey, up, yeah. And we don't understand each other. I'm like, what? Like English. And I'm like, with cops, you know, like in Vancouver, yep. With the squad, I'm a little bit like, yo, I'm already like that, okay?
Yeah, but in Mexico, it's different.
In Mexico, it's different. The cartel runs everything. They have huge guns, yeah. But we know the cartel runs everything, and we know they take advantage of tourists. I had this in the back of my head. So the dog comes, and I watch enough border security to know, maybe it's different in Mexico, but when a dog hits a scent, they sit. Yeah. That's how they tell you. Worldwide, right. Is they sit. They look at you and sit. So I know this. I watch a lot of that kind of shows, right? So the dog doesn't do it. He's like, oh, the dog. I'm like, buddy. I'm like, and then I go like this. I'm like, you know, and they have guns, big guns. And I'm like, and everybody's a circle starting to form. He's like, your pocket. And I'm like, what? And I know I have like my pen, my double, my two magic Sharpies and decks of cards. I take them out. I'm like, what? Nothing. And he's like, in the back. I'm like, I have nothing. And he reaches in my pocket. And as soon as he does, I kind of like elbow him away. I'm like, what are you doing? And he pulls out a Smokus Pocus sticker saying, hi, my name is Stoned. But he can't read. And I know he can't. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm being more aggressive. And he's like, ID? And I'm like, no. And he taps me on my wallet. And he's like, ID? I'm like, no, get the fuck away from me. And he literally, as soon as I said that, I'm like, get the fuck away from me. He gives me back my things and they walk away.
Wow.
I looked like a gangster.
Wow.
And Jazzy was like, just sitting there, just like, she's like, what did
she's she's probably like, sopping wet, dude.
And she had my joint on her.
Oh, that you were a James Bond moment.
Yeah. So she had my joint and she's like on her chest like this. She's like, they smelled it. I'm like, no, they were just, you know. Yeah. And then our friend that lived there.
Just confidence.
And confidence ended up telling me, he's like, no, the cops here are so crooked. Like they know they just want money, you know, but it was like a lifetime, like,
yeah,
you know, like
that's awesome.
She's like, how did you like, who does that? They have fucking,
did you write it down?
Huh?
Did you write it down?
She went down.
No, did you write it down?
Oh yeah. She
went down on you.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she ate your pussy.
Yeah. No, like, a girl could go down on a guy.
Yeah,
of course.
All right.
No, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
People go down on each other.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like you just say blowjob.
No.
She went down on me. No. It does sound weird.
Yeah.
No, but it's a. Yeah. Can we confirm for English?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you both get your pussies eaten, so I don't really.
Yeah. I would say like she ate me out.
You're like, dude, she went down on me.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a funny girlfriend story. If you guys want to hear it,
another one? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, man.
Let's ask the chat. What's the chat say? Chat loves it.
How was the live thing? Did it go well?
It was fine. Yeah,
it was
great.
We want to hear about this though.
Jazzy thought beer girls drove golfers around.
Huh?
What?
That's so funny.
She thought beer cart girls drove golfers around.
Hilarious.
Oh.
Why?
Because she wanted to, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because she's like, I want to be a beer cart girl.
Yeah. She wanted to be for the summer and she realized they don't make any money. She's like, well, fuck this shit.
Yeah, no.
But she's like, all we do is drive all. And I'm like, what?
Like shooter girls.
Jazzy would make a fuck ton of money doing that job.
No, it's not that much. They went to check.
They tip you.
Dude, the tipping.
As a
guy that's been on the golf course thousands of times with drunk idiots, the tipping is insane.
Yeah.
Dude. I've seen friends of mine that aren't even that well off tip hundreds of dollars. Mm. To a single cart girl.
Friends of his, imagine.
Friends of mine.
Imagine.
Imagine mine.
And all his friends, not him though.
No, I'm
every not. All of his friends were doing it. He was like, I'm not going to give her hundreds of dollars.
But really, they weren't, the ones she asked were not doing well, hey?
Yeah, she's like $100 a day for the sun outside. Yeah.
It's like,
maybe it's the golf course in Ottawa. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like,
because like normally it's like better than a bartender would make.
Yeah.
Tip wise.
Yeah.
Because these drunk golfers are in their best mood. They're away from their wives having 15 pints in the middle of the fucking day.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like,
that's what I thought.
You keep saying they. It's crazy.
I'm the one who suggested it.
I gave it up.
I suggested she would get a beer cart. You know, I think somebody in my group of friends, whatever, and she went to, why are you being so attentive today? It's really annoying. You guys are letting me talk. Like,
you're
like
the guest, dude. You're sitting in the chair.
No, I can tell you guys both talked about it before the podcast. No. Be like, let's not interrupt Eric.
Our plan for a podcast was way different than this.
Yeah. Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were going to have a light directly over your head and say it was because we're shooting in RAW. And then just your skin looks like, because the shadows.
We'd make ourselves look really nice.
And we'd make ourselves look really nice.
And you look
really nice. That was our original plan.
That's nice.
No, but we just let it, we're letting you shine, man.
I'm just high. I'm high as fuck.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
we made him smoke. I don't want to smoke the weed. I'm going to be dead in the pod.
You took 10.
But if Eric taught us anything, don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know.
It's going to cut so
hard. It doesn't even cut.
If there's one thing you take away from this podcast, is like, hey, if they say no, just don't, just ignore them and whisper to them. What do you whisper? What do you
come on, you'll have fun. Trust me.
Yeah, you rub their hand.
I promise you'll have fun.
You gotta rub their hand.
I promise
you.
You rub
their
hand
gently and say, hey, I promise you'll have fun.
And then everything should be good. So there you go. Some life advice.
yeah, that's not the story I wanted to tell. Can I tell the good one?
Yeah, we're waiting.
So
letting you talk again.
Let me talk again. So Jazzy just graduated from RMT College.
Thank God you finished that sentence.
And she's not. And she's not like, she's never been a. She's
well,
never,
like from.
Yeah, she's from high school. So good. She's never been like a student, you know, she's always like done bad in school or whatever. And now she's going to college in a 3-year course condensed into a year and a half. So like, insane studying. She, crazy. Anyways, so she graduated. So we were at dinner one night and she's waiting to get her grades after like a year and a half of like studying, like, you know, like Harvard graduate, you know. And we're just talking.
Said Harvard?
Harvard. And
Harvard?
Harvard.
Did you just throw that in there? She graduated Harvard?
Like she graduated. She studied so much like a Harvard person. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. You can't say study so much.
Studied so much. Like she was like, Harvard, I've never seen somebody study like that. It was like a Harvard graduate, you know? Nice. Must graduate, whatever.
Sure, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, really. Same. Anyway, so we're sitting there and at dinner and busy restaurant, you know, and she gets it. And she's just, for me, she's just looking at her phone. I know she was constantly checking and she sees that she did really well. So she starts crying out of happiness, right? Out of the blue though.
Like, you found
she
the
looks
text.
At her phone. Fuck. What's that?
You're like, you found the text.
What the fuck? But she starts crying and she's like, and then she's like, my grades are amazing. So she whispers it. So now I know she's crying because of something good. So I start yelling right away. I'm like, I'm going to be a father. I start yelling, I'm going to be a father. So everybody's like, oh. Like, everybody started clapping
holy
around
shit,
us. So the waitress comes, and that's when I yelled, I'm going to be a father. Right? The waitress is like, oh, funny. And then she left. And I noticed nobody really, like, you know, a few tables or whatever. And then I played the breakup card. Like, babe, I didn't know she was your sister. But the thing is, she's crying, so she can't stop. I didn't know she was your sister was way louder, right? So everybody's like just looking at her, she's laughing, crying, but she's still crying.
At what point of dinner was this?
I don't know. Middle of it.
Middle. Why? So you still had to go through the whole dinner.
Yeah.
And she's
sure.
Loving it. She's not annoyed at you. She's loving this.
Loving it.
Oh, yeah. So
because she just got like class. Yeah, she's the top of her class. You know, first time in her life. She's like, it's so emotional after studying like that for a year and a half. Like,
God damn, shit,
that's so.
Yeah,
good.
I love her. She's great.
I love. Oh man, it's very rare you come in here and tell us a hero story. That's good.
There's two good ones.
Yeah. No, normally you're like self-deprecating, but you're like, no, I did the funny thing.
I did the good things.
That's so good.
Yeah, you
got
the funny thing. You could have.
Ones later.
Awesome. Love it, dude. That's why we got you on. That's why we let you talk. Because we love you.
I'm gonna come back.
You should
two weeks.
Fucking hit record on these though.
Yeah, that'd be good. Do it again. We'll react the same.
Imagine that was the bit.
Yeah.
After you just delivered like a really fun story that would have made a great clip. And we're just like,
he
yeah.
He doesn't care about the great clips.
He does care about the great clips.
No, we care.
One isolated. That's it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've only had one good clip in all the times you've been on here?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
No?
No, for you guys that you guys isolated. And,
yeah.
Yeah, posted. I mean. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember which one.
See, as funny as he is, he's not
clipable. How bizarre.
Parmesan. It was Parmesan. Okay, so two. It was Parmesan.
Three.
Yeah?
Another one too, yeah. We usually do three. We'll do three per pod.
How does it feel to be on the same?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I love it. I think it's fine.
Okay. It's nice. I like it a lot.
Yeah, why don't you like it?
Hey guys, if you want to join us on Patreon, scan Wes's shirt on the screen, raise your phone, just take a picture of Wes, square up a little bit, Wes. And it'll lead you right to the Patreons. $5 a month, you get some extra fucking episodes.
What do you get for
for his OnlyFans?
What do you get when you're on Patreon?
You get extra episodes.
Yeah. Every week, extra episode.
And you get coupon codes to our shops. And I see weekly sales of like people using that code.
Yeah.
And it's saving them 5%. So that's pretty good. That's like the cost of the subscription if you're going to buy something, you know, some cards or whatever. So you already saved that. So it's basically free.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nice.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
I was impressed by these coasters.
Should we do a race?
Well, we should probably do the BetterHelp ad read.
And then do the vibrator race where we race the dildos? Perfect. Let's do this very serious BetterHelp ad read, and afterwards we'll race the dildos. Okay, amazing.
Yeah, love it.
Are you guys going to read for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to join us?
I'll read one.
He doesn't know anything.
Of course, that's what I do, man.
No, we'll do it. It's BetterHelp again?
Yeah.
This video is sponsored by BetterHelp. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this video. We're big fans. We think your service is great, and we love the fact that it's really easy to get an online therapist as opposed to maybe going out and finding someone you don't trust. With BetterHelp, you can actually sift through a whole bunch and find someone that you vibe with and talk about your problems, get things off your chest. It's a great place. Go to BetterHelp.com/barrel, BetterHelp.com/barrel. Anything to add on this?
Well, I would definitely like to reiterate that it's BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P. Mm. I'd like you to say that. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/barrel.
If you don't know how to spell that, you might need this website more than you know.
You might even. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't... Yeah, you're going to get a questionnaire. You're going to fill it out. They're going to match you up with a licensed therapist.
That's right.
And it's going to help you be the best version of you. That's what therapy
does. Step back from the ledge, my friend. Call BetterHelp. No, don't call it. You can call BetterHelp. Scream BetterHelp. But then after that, go to your computer. Type in BetterHelp.com, HELP.com/barrel. That's BARREL for how much percent off?
10% off your first month.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
I was playing the song on the guitar.
Awesome. Yeah, a little better help. Oh, yeah, like, from the edge. Yes,
but no one, there's probably no music in post.
No, definitely.
But I was
not
playing it.
Yeah.
So you guys just know that.
Can I read one?
You should have played Gloomy Sunday.
Well, I played whatever they put in post.
Gloomy Sunday would have been a wild one to play. No, we're good. We're just going to keep going.
We did
the ad read.
We got it. Get the money in the bank. Holy shit. Did you feel the bank just fill up with money?
Yeah, dude.
Woo!
My phone's heavy.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's fun doing that as opposed to like stopping down and stuff and just like hanging out and like, we'll do the ad read because it's a good service. You know, we're not like, we don't have to like study on it. It's a really simple thing. So we're like, you can just read it here. That's
feels so
it's your
hoary.
Birthday, man.
That's what I'm trying to get into it, man. I'm having
feels
fun.
Hoary?
I know like that. It's part of the thing because I don't listen to podcasts. Right? Yeah. So I don't never hear it. But like when I went there, you're like, hey.
But there's things we won't talk about. There's also like ads we won't do. So like we'll never do like energy drinks.
Let's take a small
Black Lives Matter ads or whatever you guys want.
Yeah. Or Black small family businesses. Yeah. Run. Fuck you.
That's actually most of our ads.
That's all this. Yeah. These boys are here.
But we'll never do casinos, like any betting things. Yeah. And we'll never do any like energy
betting things. It seems right.
I just don't want to promote it to children. Mm. And if anybody listening, like it's crazy because you go online like this kick and stuff, and like I don't care. Gamble, gambling's fun, dude. I like gambling too. But to be like, hey, here, use my promo code. You don't know who's watching the video, and they're gonna go get addicted to gambling before they even have any real money, ruin their lives. Like it happens a lot. It's really bad. So it's like I wouldn't want to push anybody into that. Rather push them into drinking, smoking weed, maybe taking occasional mushrooms, maybe going, you know, trip, having a bad trip once in a while, dude. Humble your ass.
And
but
Chris
don't,
and I,
you know,
this is like a good partnership because we fundamentally disagree about that. I want to promote gambling like insane, but it's like a compromise you make among friends, right? Like,
that's right.
He's my business partner. I said, okay, no gambling ads, fine. And I took that on, you know, so it's okay.
But it would make sense that we'd have the gambling ads and then BetterHelp.
I want to pair them appropriately.
That's actually very appropriate.
I'm trying to pitch that for all the people.
Yeah, because you're like, you lose all your money gambling? Call BetterHelp, my friend. You know, you'll need it. That's not a bad idea.
Right.
We can get them to talk. They can strike a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you might throw an energy drink in between the two. So once you're done gambling, you're depressed, take an energy drink, get your energy up. Call BetterHelp.
Do you guys drink energy drinks?
No, never. Fucking, they're garbage bullshit.
Yeah, they kill you, dude. It's
bad. Like caffeine, cocaine, and whiskey. That's all I do fucking every day, son.
Which is also the ingredients of energy drink.
Oh, never mind. I like energy drinks. I think. Dry it out. Cut
yeah, I've
it
never
up.
Been.
Let's go.
I've never hopped on.
I want it. Like one day, this it's going to be revealed that the CEO just like pissed in the giant vats before they were going out into people's monster cans. Like he would just piss and take dumps in these giant vats. I feel like that's what's going to happen one day with energy. That's where they're at.
You guys remember Four Locos?
Mm.
Yeah,
that was fucked.
Yeah.
Those were like energy drinks, but mixed with alcohol. I think.
Yeah,
and they were like banned.
Is there a new one?
Yeah,
they have a new one out there.
I offered.
It's bad for your heart.
I offered Tristam, our like 18-year-old. He was like probably 19. We brought him to Magi Fest in the States.
Yeah.
So he wasn't allowed to drink, and he didn't drink at all. I'm like, yo, Tristam, like you can have beers. It's fine. We're in the hotel.
Hold on. So there was a minor.
We drove with a minor,
and
you
were saying
will.
You should drink.
This is before you
I was. I was
drugs
saying.
Drugs
I was saying,
Mexico.
But he's drinking beers here.
Yeah, and he said no. What'd you do?
Last time he came on the pod, he killed a man. Yeah, he smuggled drugs in the country.
I can't even finish it.
How Eric is? They don't request you. Our audience does not request you. We bring you back. They don't want you.
No, but I know.
Like, why not? Okay, tell us about Tristan.
It's not true.
Their favorite. They want you to be here all every day.
Yeah. No.
So what did Tristan
beers?
Do?
What'd you do? Feed him beers?
I offered him once $100 for him to drink 1 4 Loco.
He's underage?
He's 20. Yeah, he was like, you know, his birthday was in like 6 months or whatever. But like the myth or like the, you know, stigma or whatever of Four Loco was like, oh, that's like, you can have one.
Yeah.
You can have one. No, and he hadn't even drank yet.
And he is a fucking booze bag now.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like that, you know what I mean? Like he's
We should get the fucking mystery van, Scooby.
Right?
Why do you think that?
No, I don't think it's your fault, but like the fact that he's reluctant. Go down on me.
COVID.
Hey. The fact that he was.
Go down on me.
Yeah.
Let's take a shot.
Yeah,
cheers, boys.
Of this?
Yeah, COVID.
Yeah, of anything, dude. We got so many things.
Not anything. I'm partying. I decided it's my birthday and I'm partying.
It is your birthday, buddy, and you deserve to party.
Thanks. I don't give a fuck.
Mezcal.
Here, have a shot of that.
Mezcal. A
little there.
There's mezcal, if you want to open it.
It's go good, it. Too. It's a good one.
Yeah. I love mezcal.
It's already open. How convenient.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I'll take a sip of that. I'll take a swig of that.
Smells like a pud.
Take a shot.
You say it smells like blow?
Is it really?
Yeah. Smells and tastes like it.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Right? Right? Now that I put that in your head, put it in your nose.
All
right,
I'll put it on the counter. We'll see. Is that a normal thing?
I don't know.
That's incredible.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Do you taste it?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. It hits you in the little.
It's just stay here. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I wouldn't keep that on you.
I got it. That's a cocaine joke.
Want to pass that over here,
dude? Yes,
sir.
If you're listening to audio, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, the mezcal definitely has a
that's wild. Fucked up now.
I've never tried coke, so I really don't know.
Yeah. Neither have we. We just heard from our friends.
Yeah, we heard that it tastes like mezcal.
They described it smells like mezcal.
We trust Eric. He knows all the drugs.
Nice to see you, boys.
We were in Austin.
Say something.
Say something.
Green's dying over here, dude.
Eric. I had to swallow twice. I took too much.
That's
Eric,
what she said.
We were in Austin with Green, and he, I'm legitimately, there's no cocaine in my life at the comedy show, but I keep getting up to take a piss. Just because I pee a lot when I'm drinking beers, right? And we've never really hung out. Some at the store, and he 100% thinks I'm just going to the bathroom to get drunk, and I'm absolutely not.
He just has like a bad bladder and prostate, so he's just going to the bathroom every half beer.
Yeah, and I got a little bit of my twitching on me, right? And I guess I didn't find it until after, but the whole time, like he's half watching the comedy show, half being like this.
It's like that video of that guy.
So funny.
The video that of that guy that looks like Wes doing.
Yeah, and the guy that sounds like me.
Yeah.
We've played it on the Bob.
God.
Yeah.
He sounds like me.
Yeah.
And he looks like Wes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's fucking crazy.
He looks like I used to look. I wish I looked like that.
Yeah. Well,
you can't see him.
Do what he's doing, dude. He's on a diet, clearly.
Yeah. Fair. Okay. Good point.
Eric,
what's the best part about being a fitness guy these days?
Yeah. You're staying fit and active. I'm sure
everybody. Do you like that people like your body or do you feel better about yourself or your own self?
Yeah. All of the above.
Favorite part, though. Pick a favorite. Do you like that people like how you look, or do you like how you feel better?
Feel better.
You don't like the vanity more?
Yeah. No, not more. I like it, but like, you should have...
Why'd
should've
you dye your hair gray? Okay, carry
I
on.
Didn't dye it gray.
Oh.
I dyed it brown.
Okay.
No, the girls like the
fitness?
The salt and pepper.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you look great.
Salt and pepper, they like it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have...
A little bit in my beard.
Bit.
A little bit in the beard.
Yeah, I'm a little bit...
Stern?
Just a little bit.
So I like to keep my beard short. It's a little long now, because when it's short, you can't tell that it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got some good compliments over there that I've never gotten in my life, which fucking...
Like what?
Yeah.
Like stuff like... It's not... It's like... It was like not backhanded, but it was like...
Catcalling.
You know, like one girl... We were playing volleyball. Jazzy and I would always sit at the volleyball net, right? And then I didn't want to play one day. And then at one point, this black girl... Couldn't have been any race. I'm just saying. she's like, hey, I'm done. I'm like, I'll play, right?
Yeah.
And then after the game, I hear her say, no, I was... And she wasn't talking to me. She was just saying to everybody on the court.
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, I got tired. I gave my place to Stone Cold Steve Austin. And she said that, and I was like...
About who?
Talking about me. About me.
Yeah, I see it.
Just like, forget the baldness, body. Just the body. Baldness. No, just that's what she said. She meant me. And it's like, oh, a wrestler.
Even the body.
I know.
Sadly, she just said anybody.
Yeah, she wrestler. She meant fucking, you know.
Oh.
Or like at the pool, like a girl you're going to love
maybe
this.
Maybe she said stoned and old, looks like he's from Boston.
So this resort was like the best resort I've ever been on, like quality-wise, everything, food, staff, whatever, right? And at one point, we're at the bar, and this woman just starts hating me.
Hating.
This sounds like the Eric I know.
Exactly. So I'm standing there with Jazzy, and then she's like, we're chatting. And then she's like, oh, where are you from? She's a good-looking, you know. And I'm like, oh, where are you from? She's like, from Mexico. She says she's from Mexico at a Mexican all-inclusive.
Yeah.
Right? But she didn't say, she's like, forget what I just said. She's like, I'm like, where are you from? I'm from Canada. She's like, oh, I'm from Mexico. And I'm like, oh, do you work here? I said that.
Oh.
Because it looked like she was off work. It looked like she was having a drink.
Right.
Do you say,
oh, you do the lawn?
I'm like, can you do my room?
You clean the lawn? Are you guys doing
my room was my mini bar.
Are you guys
empty.
Doing the landscaping here? Is that what you're doing here? That's so fucked up.
So she said that.
What did she say?
So I said, oh, you work here? She's like, no. And then, but she didn't say it right. I didn't see she was mad right away. So Jazzy and I keep talking, like out of the blue. And then I turned her back, and it's been like, 30 seconds, a minute since we hadn't talked. And then I'm like, oh, so do you, like, normal, like, oh, do you, like, who you're here with? And she turns around, and she said, and by the way, I didn't know this information in my head that I called her Mexican since, like, hours after, right? Amazing. She turns to me, and she says, just because you're a good-looking male model from Canada, you have fucking, And I'm like, she said that to
me. Did you instantly start making out?
You were making this story up.
No. Oh, no, we talked about it. Wow. She's like, just because you're a model from Canada, do you think you can fucking discriminate our people? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then we went to our room. We laid down. What the fuck? Watched a movie. And the next morning, I'm like, it's because I said she was, ask her if she worked here.
And the only thing you were thinking about all night is like, she called me a model.
She called me a male model.
Yeah. I don't care if she called me a racist male model. You're like, oh my God, she called me a male model?
It was wild. Yeah. It's different kind of racism when they're Mexican.
So, okay, you've obviously gotten in great shape. So that's why people are saying this. But your haircut has to be talked about.
Yeah.
So I assume, Chris and I talked about this, your barber's chair doesn't swivel anymore.
He's got a barber on each side.
Shout out to Amir. That's the second time I shout him out. Second time you hate it.
No, I don't hate it.
I love Amir.
Fine grooming in Ottawa and New Orleans.
But he should try multiple.
Yeah, I'm about to get rid of it.
You get two more Amir. Oh, what? No.
You would look, I think, just good just with the top part.
Yeah.
It would make you look younger, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little yarmulke over the back.
I think trying to look younger with the mullet is doing the opposite
effect. I like what you're doing. Don't listen to this guy.
Yeah. He doesn't sell the truth.
Listen.
Ever.
I do.
No, he doesn't.
Girlfriend loves it.
He gives you compliments. He hypes you up.
I think you're a fucking great guy.
See?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Lying. Yeah. I am lying.
Yeah.
All right. My wife hates you guys.
Weird.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Now you think I'm telling the truth.
Lying. Well, we know she's telling the truth.
I'm lying.
You're the one lying.
Yes. You're not lying.
God damn it, I was lying.
Don't pick any other lie and we'll maybe believe you.
No.
I'm telling the truth.
So how hard did you have to bend over to rip those jeans, dude? That's fucking crazy.
Bend over hard.
Are you wearing Alex Boyer's jeans?
Did you get attacked by a cougar or a bear?
Yeah.
Does it come with masculinity loss?
Is it from blowjobbing?
Do you guys still do the low life insults or whatever you call them?
Empty threats.
Yeah, low life insults.
Same, same.
No, but yeah, low life insults.
Low life insults, you fucking scum. You're dirt, dude. I hope you eat worms and die.
When the homeless guy asked you for money, you just took his jeans.
You're like, dude, he asked me for money, so I gave him some money, but I wasn't leaving with nothing. I gave him some money. I said, what do I get? How much for those jeans, pal?
That's so funny. Your socks are the feet from a gay leopard.
Yeah,
I got the bottom half. I got the Alex Boyer bottom half, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I really wish it was here.
This guy gets so many more shout-outs here than anywhere else in the world.
He never watches this, though.
Well, we like to riff on him, but...
Listen to this. I have a spy.
The only podcast he'd watch is the one he was on.
Yeah.
I have a spy, a super fan of you guys, that I pay. Yeah. To report every time my name is mentioned in your podcast.
That was very smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very smart.
Yeah, you send me a little thing, you know?
That suits your narcissism. Well.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know what you guys are saying.
Cut your hair, dude.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's actually... It is actually pretty smart because it's like, you know, those Google things when you get the notification? When, like, your name comes up in Google somewhere on an article, you get, like, Big Trick Energy.
The Big Trick Energy, yeah.
We get it now? Yeah. And it's like,
yeah.
Big electric company builds energy.
They trick the company.
Yeah, and then they're like, unrelated, trick-or-treaters, and you're like, false alarm.
Did you guys watch Magic Prank Show a little bit?
No, well, we watched it a bit, but we didn't talk
together?
About it.
Together?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched.
Justin's killing it. He's
really happy for Justin.
Amazing.
We'll talk about
it
when he comes on.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather have him on and talk about it and like that type of stuff. But like, I thought it was fine. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the tricks are fucking dope.
Yeah.
The in between. You know, sometimes for me it feels a lot like what we were doing with Big Trick Energy. It's hard to get away from that.
Hard to get away from it.
But they did I think they did a better job than anyone's ever done in that environment of that. Like, because we thought about that jamming session.
Yeah,
you mentioned this to me and they nailed that.
Yeah,
like it was like,
for us to like, no, that makes no sense. And then he adds the layer of like you're helping some random person prank their family member, which we didn't have
with magic.
Like,
yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, now this is
I think he would never have a mullet. They retain creative control too.
He dates women at his age.
They retain creative control. That's his show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Number one.
Beautiful to watch them. Kyle Marlette does a great job. Kim Congdon, shout out as well. She's on the podcast.
Yeah. Shout out to Kamala Harris.
Who's Kim Congdon?
Kim Congdon. She's the comedian on the show.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought she had a really interesting.
She's super funny, dude.
Yeah.
She's super funny. She's a stand up. She's very funny.
Okay. I thought she had a really interesting part.
Yeah,
in there, like a big part.
Yeah, she's like the.
I watched two episodes, and she's. I'm not leading, but like second leading.
She's got a big personality too.
Yeah,
she's someone that I would love for you to meet because she's so much funnier than you.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
she's so attractive in a way that you would like. That when you would talk to her, she would shut you down and light you up at the same time to our delight.
Yeah,
and it would be so weird because you've never met anyone quite like that in your whole life. It'd
right,
that's a good compliment. Yeah, she's a great girl.
Yeah.
Super fun.
That's what I was trying to say.
You guys are going to have Justin on the show?
I'd love to have Justin. Yeah, no, you did great.
You going to fly him down?
No, we'll go to him.
Yeah, we'll go to him, or if he's ever to Montreal, like whatever. Like, I'd love to have him on, talk shop. Yeah. It's fun.
I did a show for Xavier Mortimer.
Yeah, how's he in person, eh?
I saw his show only.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Crushing the magic game. Like, the best... The best visuals and the best reactions.
Insane.
Yeah, the illusions are insane. And the concepts, it's amazing.
It's like Zach King meets Copperfield a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it has that showmanship, but it also has like a really impossible
Harry Potter
online layer as well. And
appeal. Anybody could share his videos.
He looks like a magician. To his face. Like, you're like, oh, this is a magician. This guy clearly doesn't talk.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like he does. He could be a silent film actor.
Yes. We saw shows in Vegas. It was okay. I think it was in the beginning. He was still kind of, you could tell he was still.
With the
know.
Big illusion?
Yeah.
The levitation.
Yeah. Oh, that is just, amazing. Yeah. He can really do that.
Yeah, he does it on stage.
He really does that. Yeah. Like in public, in a park, or in, you know, there's no CGI. It's amazing. It has to be one of the illusions that'll go down. So what he does is he has a skipping rope and he's just there skipping
tell
rope.
Tell the method.
Huh?
Tell them how it's done.
No, that's not the method. It's part of the plot.
I zoned out so long ago.
Huh? What's that?
I zoned out so long ago, not on purpose. I just realized. Oh,
just really? You were like, high?
I guess so.
We're talking about when you got blown up on Big Trick Energy with the skipping rope.
We're like, West, dude, after that,
I heard Xavier Mortimer, then I started talking about him. I'm like, should I call Jazzy? Do I have her number?
Can you?
Like, I was trying to think of funny things to do because you guys were talking about something. Like my brain just didn't like it, I guess.
You guys don't talk about magic on this.
We do.
On this pod.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we talk about like gigs and like and just things we're working on, stuff like that. We don't want to, because the thing is, like, you don't also want to give away a bit you're working on.
Right.
Yeah, not too.
So it's like sometimes, oh, I'm working on this thing, but you're like, oh, I don't know if this or that. And then it's out there. It's kind of like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like a.
Sometimes on the Patreon, we'll talk about more shit just because it's like.
Definitely.
There's less people listening, so it's not like going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's more controlled.
This is interesting.
We'll talk about bits sometimes, like what's like a funny, like, weigh in or a funny thing or like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to Manchester for a family performers magic convention. I'm headlining it. Dan Harlan is also lecturing, but I'm headlining, which is a nice moment in my magic nerdy career, you know? And it's a family convention. You're fucked up.
I'm like, I never thought Dan Harlan would ever come up on this podcast. This is, I'm like, we're digging deep.
Third time.
Is it?
Yeah. We had Dan Harlan ticker.
How do you
hit
know?
Three.
Okay, I can't believe we hit three.
Okay, keep going.
Harlan ticker. All right. But the point is, like, they're hiring me for, a 20-minute gala show and a 20-minute lecture about family entertainers, but with, that means kids, right? And there's no kids in sight. There's no, so they want me to do the gala show, what I would do for kids, but
BYOK
is bring your own kids. Yeah. And he's like, don't worry, it's all magicians, but like, they're really good crowd. And I'm like,
that's not possible.
How? Mm. They're like, no, they're very forgiving. They'll buy everything after the lecture, the merch and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to.
So you're going to describe how you would handle a kid, because your beauty is how you handle the children.
Exactly.
Right? Hold on.
Yeah.
Pause.
Nope. I said what I said. I meant what I said. And it's all about Eric. I've witnessed it. I'll testify in court. It's how you handle the children is something very shocking to most mm-hmm. people. You're like, I can do this because they're sleepy because I gave them the drug.
Right.
And, that part is true. But you can't show them that if there's no kids.
Right. So like 50% of the time, they'll keep quiet.
Yeah, but also, here's the other thing. Here's the thing I hate about these things is, like, all of this is bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of fucking dudes sitting around who never are going to do any of this shit. Do you know what I mean? Watching around. Like, a lot of times, it's just people taking notes and being like, ooh, impressive. And they never do anything. They're just going, and they don't even perform that much. They perform, like, little parties. Like, you can't convey your 30-plus years of doing this and how you've, over those 30 years, cultivated the confidence and a style that's uniquely to you. And your approach to magic and children and these kids shows you do, there's no way. Because the fact that you do it and show how you do it, anyone else trying it will come off as a pedophile or some weirdo mm-hmm. or some fucking unhinged person. Yeah. Because it takes all of that experience to know where the lines are, to know how to play to the audience.
I'm curating good, really good tips, though.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, like a big thing with family performers is you'll always have bratty kids, right? And you always have kids like, I know that one. I've seen that one before. You suck or whatever. They don't know. You know, an 8-year-old during the show, whatever. But, like, it's tips like, this is one of my best ones. Like, when you're tearing down after a show, let's say you're on a stage and it's mm-hmm. a festival or whatever, and there's parents in the back, and there's always a kid who's like either heckling you or whatever it is. But as you're, and then, you know, you don't have people helping you. Maybe you have one guy helping you tear down, but you're on stage like closing your case and putting your stuff mm-hmm. away. There's always going to be one kid or kids who come up to the stage and like say like, I know you did all your tricks or whatever. Yeah. And my hack that I've always done, because the parents are watching, no matter what they do, if they're in my ear and they won't let go, I'll just look at them and be like, thank you so much. I look at them like they're telling me a compliment. Even if it's like, you're the shittiest magician I've ever seen. I'll be like, thank you so much. Oh, thank you, give me a pound. And they're like, they're kids. Like, I have so much more experience.
Yeah, dude.
They're like social interaction. And they're like, I know all your tricks. Like, my magician at my birthday party was better. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And I'll give him a pound, you know? So it looks like
you're a grandmaster at socializing. Like, they're just nothing.
So little tips like that. You have 20 tips like that in a kid's show lecture. I think they'll get
that's actually
money's
true.
Worth, you know?
That is actually true.
But it's not like I've never been to a family entertainers convention, which I'm very excited.
The tricks and tips I love.
Yeah.
And that's something I love.
You've never
just
been to
a performer.
I've never been to Vatican. But what you're saying is true. Like in magic conventions, when you're like, oh,
most of the time people are just like, well, writing down, like, who are you doing this for, dude?
And it's
like,
doing?
You know what else I find with people on stage who are lying to you too? Because they go like, oh, this is the handling I do and it kills whatever. I'm like, you've dreamed this handling up.
Yeah.
You've never performed this.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
That's true.
Because when I was writing my book, I was resisting so hard to be like, oh, I've done this because I had an idea as I was like writing the book. I'm like,
yeah.
oh, I should do it this way. And I almost would want to put in like, oh, you just do this, yep. this, and this. Because it would be, so, you're like, you, I know it would work.
Yeah.
But you never do it that way. And well, these guys are lying all the time.
A lot of stuff I came up with in magic is great. It just doesn't suit my style.
Right.
So it's like, I'm like, hey, and I've put stuff out and people are like, oh, I do that now. It's like my go-to. And I'm like, I never do that. Like, but I'll say, I'll never do it. You're creating stuff for the sake of creating is fine.
Right.
But like, yeah. But yeah, trying to be like, you know, oh, he's going to give you, like, it's just, you have such a way. I get why people would pay to want to learn, but it's also like,
yeah, I was going to say, really Chad Long has great tricks like that where you're like, oh, the method is way better.
His key thing is like one of my favorite.
Yeah, the one where the when nose. You're ready and the spaghetti. And like, I have a weird Chad Long story that just happens kind of awkward. Like, best trick I saw.
You seen him in Blackpool in that morning?
More awkward than that. I saw a trick at Magi Fest where it was the best, like, it's an origami trick. It was so good, man. Like, it's worth whatever. It was so good. And I'm like, oh, whose is that? And it's like with special cards. And I'm like, it's Chad Long. It's called Predictigami. And I was like, how have I never seen this? This is so me, 100% me. I want it so bad. And it's cards with origami figures printed and their names underneath, like a crane, a plane, whatever you can do origami. And then at the end, and you're like, okay, I'll tell you what it is. So they pick a card and then you don't look at it. And I'm trying to make whatever it is. I'm trying to make it. And you have a paper ball. You have a paper and you go like this and you really ham it up. And then you're like, it's not working. And like you crumple it up and you put it. I'm like, I don't know. What was it? And you turn around and it says paper ball. Like I crumpled up paper ball, right? Funny. So I'm like, Chad, like, this is amazing. Like, I would love to buy some. Where are they? They're not in any magic stores. I want some. He takes like, weeks to get back. Like, he's not, I don't feel like he's posting on Facebook, but it's like something with Messenger. I don't know what it is, whatever. So finally he's like, Eric, sorry, I didn't see your message. Like, yeah, what's your address? So I give my address. Takes a week to reply, whatever. Takes a month for me to get the thing. And then I finally get the thing, but he sends it to me in French. So he sends me these nice big parlor cards.
Oh, yeah.
Hélicoptère, hélice, pigeon. And I'm like, yeah. And he sends me these close-up cards and these parlor cards, right? And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, I don't perform in French, really. Like, it's I don't really, you know. Yeah.
You're not going to do that for kids.
So I write him back, and I'm like, hey, like. And that day, he posts that his father passed away. So now I'm like,
your dad wanted me to have the English version.
I'm stuck.
Your dad would have wanted it in English.
Oh yeah, that guy's a genius. And I'm stuck in this, like, when do I write back? Like, when's enough time?
Off topic. Why don't you Sven Pad it,
dude? Spidey's idea for Sven Pad, man.
Great. Yeah, but why don't you like Sven Pad it? Like, if you were to do that, like, if you got permission,
because show his forces, dude.
Another Sven Pad?
Because they pick it out. No, because they pick it out and they don't look at it. And the revelation is like, what did you
That's
pick?
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you have to,
Yeah.
Do you have a Bob talk?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
We got to go
on to Patreon, man. We've been rolling here. And we gotta,
how long?
Yeah, we're up to an hour.
Oh.
Wes, are you going to give one of your signed books to a Patreon member?
I want to put up one of my signed books if you win. Okay. I'll give a signed book. If I win, you gotta delete the video of my dick you took earlier.
Deal.
That's such a good one.
Deal.
We're racing in the Patreon?
Yeah. I already sent it to Jazzy. Right. I'd like to bet $100.
And all of this can be explained in the Patreon.
Yeah, let's bet $100 too. Why not?
Also.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go deep.
Oh, because you're up $200 now.
He's like, I'll give you $100 if I can keep that video.
You paid me both times too.
Yeah.
Which surprised me.
Why?
Because you are not good at paying people for me. You welch on every bet. My God.
You know I'm a man of my word. I'm a betting man. You know who's a betting man and never talks about it?
Oh yeah, we don't talk about that.
Okay.
Chris leaves his personal life out of this. He is in crippling debt. The mafia owns this fucking building.
The Mandela effect. You know, we've had a few good ones in like
Portugal. All right, hold on.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
From Indiana, this is Bob Talk. We got one.
Boom, boom, Bob Talk.
Bob Talk.
Hey, it's Lucas. Curious on what your thoughts are on the Mandela effect. You know, we've had a few good ones, and like Fruit of the Loom, Cornucopia has been false, but they said that they never had one. So, you know, the whole Shazam
Shazam, I know about.
What's his name in it?
Shaq. No, Sinbad.
No, Shaq. Oh, yeah.
Right? Sinbad.
And Fruit of Loom's a good one. I mean, the Pokemon Stripe on Pikachu's ass.
First of all, way to come in off topic. We weren't even talking about that. Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Like,
out of left field, dude.
Yeah, dude, we were talking about, you completely interrupted the conversation with something that had nothing to do with anything. Yeah, but thank you for calling.
You weren't talking about fucking any kind of magicians.
Yeah.
Which Eric was droning on about.
I think Mandela effects is bullshit through and through.
What's
bullshit.
The Mandela effect?
What do you mean? It happens to me all the time.
Wait, what's the Mandela effect?
The Mandela effect started with Nelson Mandela. People thought they remember his death when he was indeed still alive.
Yeah, and he was just in prison for a long time.
He was in prison, and people thought, but it's like one of those, I just think it's one of those things that spreads like wildfire, like some weird rumor that people just are on board with, and it makes sense. Like Marilyn Manson getting a rib removed to suck his own dick. Like everybody knew that, but it wasn't true. It was just like a fucking rumor.
Right.
And then there's the Fruit of the Loom one. There's the Berenstein Bears.
Yeah.
The Queen song. You know, the end of the...
Yeah, where it just drops off it now. Apparently.
We Are the Champions, I think, has something there.
Of the world.
It doesn't say of the world.
Yeah, I know.
And it does, though, in my memory.
What do people say?
We are the champions of the world. Like, you know, at the end? That apparently is not there.
You know the Queen's song?
Yeah.
It just doesn't say of the world.
At the end.
Yeah.
It says nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. So the Mandela effect is that, and a lot of people say because of CERN, because of the Hadron Collider.
I don't believe any of that. I just believe we misremembered it.
That we created a rift in dimensions, and some of us shifted to another dimension because that dimension was destroyed because of CERN or whatever. And the dimension we shifted into is just alongside that last one, so it's very close, but there are small differences in this dimension, and that is the theory, the conspiracy theory. I don't believe in it. I think it's memory. I think it's...
It is memory. It's clearly memory. It's like it's like you could show someone the top half of a fucking, you know, you get the top half of a bottle, and their mind will complete this part, you know, like magic bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sure you could invent stuff, too. You could invent stuff and be like, right, this is this, right? And people would be like, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's actually this. You're like, oh... you know, you confuse people.
Like, sounds like an amazing premise for a magic trick.
Like Kit Kat, apparently. Kit Kat, some people think there's a dash between Kit Kat, the chocolate bar. There's no dash. It's like minute shit that doesn't matter. But you're like, yeah, I remember a dash, and there's no dash or whatever. Mm.
Yeah, look at Mandela effect.
I did a whole video on it.
People know about it. If you want to do a magic thing about it, it would be relevant.
And type in Mandela effect nudes and then click off the save.
Yeah, Nelson fake, Mandela.
Deep nude. Fake Mandelas.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you want to check out.
There you go. That's all we got for Bob Talk. I think that's all we got for Bob Talk. Yeah, pretty much. Wait, one more here from Ontario.
Oh, yes.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a big fan of Bob. I love...
Who is this?
Wes Barker and...
Chris Mayhew?
Chad Ramsey. Thank you, and keeping up the good works.
Don't know who that is.
It's somebody probably we know.
Somebody funny we know.
Maybe.
That's a good discussion.
Wait, can we do a vibrator race before we go?
No, we're going to go to Patreon vibrator.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for watching. Go check out Eric's socials on TikTok or on Instagram, but also
come see a show for Eric at stuntmagician.com.
Like and buy follow. A
ticket. Yeah, go see Eric's show.
Buy Wes's book. We're going to give away Wes's book at a Patreon.
Maybe
so.
We won't. Maybe I get my dick pic back.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thanks. Tell three friends. We'll see you.
Tell three.
Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. The barrel is only too small.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.